One snap. One tribe. One team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the voice of the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
A storied rivalry. Two top-ranked teams in the state, add in senior night, and you have a perfect mixture for what is going to be one of the biggest games of the year. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jesse Smith with your play-by-play, alongside with your color commentary, John Perkins, as the 4-2 Carmel Greyhounds are back at home against the 4-2 Warren Central Warriors. Hello, John. How are you doing tonight, by the way?
I am fantastic, Jesse. I am so excited for this ball game. It's going to be a fantastic one. Carmel leads the series 34-23 with three of those European football draws, as we would call them. Last time these teams met was in the 2012 sectional, as Carmel lost 24-31 in triple overtimes. The Warren Central Warriors were led by their star quarterback, Anthony Cooper Taylor, but tonight it's a different story. The son of former NFLer Jeff George steps onto the field. Jeffrey George himself will champion this team, hopefully to victory. Folks, we're about set to start tonight.
And we're going to have to wait a little bit to see Jeffrey George in this one. It's number 95. Max Hernandez will be kicking away to the Carmel Greyhounds with Austin Roberts and Chris Perkins from Carmel Stadium. We are away as this one is back towards the area of Roberts into the end zone. We have the automatic touchback, a booming kick by Hernandez, and the Carmel Greyhounds offense will start at the 20-yard line.
And Jesse, man, I am excited for this ball game. We're going to see a fantastic offense step onto the field. Jesse, tell us a little bit more about those boys.
Last week, 429 rushing yards. Pretty self-explanatory there. Isaac James, 106 yards himself. He also had Shakir Pascal with a breakout game with 101 yards. And the offense comes out on the field with the rushing side of the team. And we have Isaac James, that quarterback, with a full house set from the shotgun. Two wide set from his own 20-yard line. Takes the snap, and he's going to actually keep this one off the quarterback keeper, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He just does, but second and 10, Isaac James getting his fourth consecutive start. So just underway here, 11:46 remaining in the first quarter. We have ourselves a second and 10 coming up. A couple substitutions as Baldridge comes out in favor of Thomas Baldwin, who's going to line up on the left side. As the Greyhounds come out in I formation, two wide set, both out to his left. Pascal and Perkins in the backfield. From the 20-yard line, hash keeps this one off the right tackle. James spinning around, still on his feet. He's going to be brought down after about a gain of five, setting up a third and very manageable on their first drive.
So a lot of times what we see, Jesse, is 70% of the time the Greyhounds come out throwing the ball on first and second down. Then they're about 50-50. They bring in normally John Lampe on third down. Now they're going to keep James out on the field. Again, you've got that 50-50 shot of them either passing the ball or running it. James has not done a lot in the air.
James is going to come out and line up in that signature pistol formation with a four wide set. They split the difference from his own 25. Third and five, takes the snap, has time to throw, looking over the middle. Penalty flags fly as that one is going to be intercepted by Warren Central off the hands of Thomas Baldwin. He's still on his feet, trying to move through across the 20-yard line. He is brought down. The interception made by Cottrell Moss, the senior linebacker, number 51 right there. But let's see what these penalties are, and that looks to be against the Greyhounds.
So Cottrell Moss tacks up his first interception of the season, folks. He's been an incredible presence on the ground. He's made a total of 45 tackles, 25 solo with 20 assists. But we've never seen him really in coverage before, but he makes his name known off of that bobbled ball.
And Warren Central will be lining up at the Carmel 18-yard line. We talked about this during game day of where the turnover differential is going to be key for the Carmel Greyhounds, but an early one here puts them already inside the red zone as they're going to go with the wing T formation with two backs back there. George in the shotgun, one wide out to his left. Left hash. George takes a snap. He hands that one up the middle to the tailback across the 15-yard line, still on his feet, and he's finally going to be brought down at the 10-yard line. That one was Tyrone Young, a junior running back of the Warren Central Warriors.
And Young has done a great job on the ground thus far, 372 yards so far. He's got an average of about six, two touchdowns this season. He's definitely that presence in the backfield that George likes to go to, really provides that option. Bear in mind, folks, they do run a lot of play action. George uses that rushing game to his advantage when he tries to hit someone in the air.
Will be a second and two after the gain evades as George will line up under center. with almost a flex bone formation, kind of like what the Carmel Greyhounds have been running throughout the season. Now going more of an I formation as they make a couple substitutions. One wideout out to his right. George takes a snap, and he's going to give that one off to the tailback. Little miscommunication. He's going to be mad at the line of scrimmage. Penalty flags fly at the 10-yard line. That was Adrian Smith on the carry. So 9:46 remaining in the first quarter. That'll bring up a third down pending this penalty. It'll be a face mask against the Carmel Greyhounds. That'll give them the automatic first down halfway distance to the goal.
So, again, a risky call there and an even worse penalty on the play by the Greyhounds. Giving up yards, you can't do that to quarterback Jeff George, in the red zone. Again, we saw on that pitch there, it looked like it was going to the far tailback, but instead the fullback set up in the I formation. That looked to be number four, Adrian Smith, with the miscommunication. Was able to pick it up and recover. It could have resulted in a fumble or, much worse, even a turnover.
And that will line up the Warriors at the 7-yard line. First and goal. They'll be lined up off that left hash as Jeff George comes back into the huddle. Time still ticking away here in the first, 9:30. Still no score as George comes out in the wing tee with one wideout out to his left. George takes the snap. He hands that one off to the tailback up through the middle at the 5-yard line. He'll be brought down. That's Tyrone Young once again for about a gain of three.
And watching these guys in film, we saw a lot of passing. We saw a lot of airing it out, but then also they ran this kind of slow rushing attack. And you're not going to see him really break out for large gains during the game. But what you are going to see is George is so precise. He sets up that pass with the run. And it really is a deadly force. You see him play action, drop back, and he's able to bomb it out.
Second and goal from the 5. They go back to the wing T formation. One wide out to his right. He's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. And a big play by Jack Conklin is going to bring down the ball carry. That was Cliff Thomas this time behind the line of scrimmage. And Jack Conklin forces him back a few yards. So that will set up a third and goal, this time outside of the 10. So it will be about a third and 11. We'll see if we have Jeff George aired out for the first time tonight. Have not seen the arm so far. 8:17 remaining here in the first, but a big third down stop for the Greyhounds would really give him some momentum.
And that is something we've seen so far. George definitely doesn't have the velocity of a guy like John Lampe. He's got the power, but we haven't seen him do too much kind of in that short yardage game.
They're going to go spread shotgun, four wide sets with the difference. George looks to pass over the middle. That one's going to be broken up, and a great stand there by the Carmel Greyhounds. Ryan Sondels in coverage, the linebacker, will break that one up, and let's see if they decide to go for it. Jeff George staying out there on the field, but fourth and about 11, and finally here comes the field goal unit trotting out of the field, and a stand by the Carmel Greyhounds on a drive that started at the 18-yard line.
And again, as I said before, George struggles in that mid-range game, I guess you can say, and threw it a little behind his receiver, but that gave enough time for those defensive backs to converge on the play and come up with a big third down stop.
Here is Hernandez, the place kicker. The hold is up, the kick is up, and the kick will be good for Hernandez, and that will give Warren Central a 3-0 lead. And Hernandez was 1-2 last year with a 30-yarder against the Carmel Greyhounds at Lucasola Stadium last year, but converts on his first attempt tonight.
And so some fire coming out from Warren Central already in the game. A nice job there by the defensive side of the Warriors to be able to come up with that turnover, that interception. Credit again, Cottrell Moss there. And that was able to kind of give Jeff George an opportunity. But, hey, it was defense versus defense. And I guess you can say that the Greyhounds kind of came out on top. Could have allowed 7 points, but instead keeps them to a field goal. Nice job. Nice stand by that defense.
They limit the damage. Now, on the other side of the ball, if you're the offense, what is your game plan coming out for this second drive?
You know, I'd like to see John Lampe come out on the field throwing. You know, I love Isaac James. I love what he does. But right now, the Greyhounds have to answer. They have to come back with a lot of fire. And I'd personally like to see John Lampe on first down bombing out to maybe one of his receivers. He's really all he has to do is throw it up to Austin Roberts. Roberts has the height and the speed to make something happen.
Max Hernandez will kick this one away. 6'3", 245, listed as a defensive lineman, but a big leg and a big presence as he kicks this one back towards Roberts. That one goes into the end zone, automatic touchback. He's 2-for-2 on a night on those with plenty of room to spare.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this broadcast of WHJE Varsity Football here on the only home of the Greyhounds, 91.3. We're taking you right back to action as John Lampe takes the field for the first time tonight.
Eye formation from zone 22 out to his left, hands that ball off to Perkins. Off the right tackle, he stumbles across to about the 22, trying to spread that field a little bit, but gets about a gain of 2, 2nd and 8 coming up. The Carmel Greyhounds trailing 0-3 right now with 7:40 remaining in the first quarter. Their first drive ended on the third play on 3rd and 5 situation where the pass was intercepted by Cottrell Moss off the pass from Isaac James. Carmel Greyhounds come back out, full house set, 3 in the backfield. They split the difference on the receivers, 1 on each side. From the 22 right hash, Lampe looks to take the snap. Now looks towards the sideline for additional signaling here. 10 seconds left on the play clock. He goes to the line of scrimmage for more direction. Now going back into the shotgun. Again, 3 in the backfield for him. Lampe takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks to pass deep over the middle, looking for Baldwin. That one's going to be up in the air, and that one is actually broken up by Thomas Baldwin. Would have been an intercepted pass by Tapia of Warren Central. That brings up a 3rd and long, and Thomas Baldwin playing a little defense.
Vio Tupia, he's got 10 solo tackles. Doesn't have an interception yet. That almost changed very quickly. John Lampe, not a smart pass, underthrew his receiver. Again, like you said, Jesse, you got to credit Thomas Baldwin there on a heads-up play. Was able to really just break it up and play good coverage defense as an offensive receiver there.
A lot of movement here from the receiving core of the Carmel Greyhounds. They go true shotgun formation, spreading it out. 3 out to his left, 1 to his right. Perkins in the backfield. Lampe looks to throw, has a little bit of time, looks left, finds his man, has a reception. That's Roberts at the 30-yard line. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 33, and that's enough for the first down, and they move the chains on 3rd and long.
And again, I love the attack. You know, John Lampe not afraid to throw the ball again. Sometimes what happens is when quarterbacks have a close call, when it's almost intercepted, they get afraid. They just want to hand the ball off. But a good job by John Lampe to keep his head up, keep going, move on with the play, deliver a solid throw to his back or to his star wide receiver, Austin Roberts. Credit Roberts there for making something more happen.
Flexbone formation, almost a 2 tight end set as they put Perkins in motion. Now Lampe looks over towards the sideline as Perkins goes back to reset. They split the difference on the receivers, 1 on each side. That's Baldwin out to his left, Baldwin out to his right. 6:55 remaining here in the first quarter. Lampe takes a snap off the option. A little bit of trouble behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to be brought down by Max Hernandez, also the place kicker of this team, right at the line of scrimmage, possibly a gain of 1. 2nd and 9 coming up for the Hounds. 6:42 remaining here in the first. They'll be lined up at their own 33-yard line when they reset this offense. Lampe staying out there. They have both backs, Perkins and Pascal. Score 3-0 in favor of Warren Central. Flexbone formation. Pascal in the backfield. They put Perkins in motion this time. Now he's going to have to reset as Lampe looks over towards the sideline once again for signaling. Same formation set for the Hounds as Lampe goes back under center from his 33. They put Perkins in motion again, and they hand this one off to Pascal up the middle. He's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. Going to set up another 3rd and long, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9 about from their own 34.
And so I stand corrected. In the pregame, I was kind of ranting a little bit, and I was not a believer in this Warren Central defense. But I got to give credit where it's due. Vince Reimer had me beat. And I'm already seeing what I'm seeing from Warren Central. I'm very impressed. That defensive line has done a great job of containing that run and containing a back in Shakir Pascal, who's very deadly up the middle.
A lot of time running up the clock on this drive. 5:40 again. Warren Central leading 3-0. The second drive of the night for the Carmel Greyhounds from the gun. Lampe looks to pass. Has to step up in the pocket under pressure. Gets it off to Perkins. And Perkins has it slipped through his fingers. That will be an incomplete pass. Hurt some footsteps there. That'll bring up 4th and 8 in the punting unit with Adam Kramer. Exactly 5:30 remaining here in the first quarter. Carmel Greyhounds have 2 drives. First one resulting in an interception. This one having the first down pass on a beautiful pass from Lampe to Roberts over the middle. And then they are forced to punt here with Kramer, who's been a very reliable punter for the Hounds so far this year. He's going to be kicking this one back deep and away to Tyrone Young, who's been doing a lot of the tailback running tonight. 7 seconds left on the play clock as Kramer will receive this one cleanly. This one's up and away. A beautiful spiraling punt up in the air at the 25-yard line. Plenty of hang time, but he's going to have some room to run. He's across the right side of the field, giving chase to Scott, and Scott will finally bring him down at the 42-yard line. That is Jay Cole, the wide receiver, only a sophomore, standing at 5'5", 155, coming up with a big return, some great field position coming up for the Warriors.
Jay Cole.
And so coming back now, 5:16 left in this first quarter. Now Warren Central and Jeff George have the ball to start out with. Jesse, take us away.
They come out with the pistol formation, almost a flex bone. They split the difference on the receivers. George hands that one off to Young up the middle. Young trying to barrel through another penalty flag thrown at about the 43-yard line. Forward progress will give him 3 yards, but we'll see if this one will be taking him back. 5:11 remaining here in the first quarter. Again, Warren Central up 3-0 on the Carmel Greyhounds, and that one will be against the Carmel Greyhounds, so tack on a few more yards to the carry. See if it'll be enough to move those chains here. Referees with a new spot, it will not be. So 5-yard face mask this time. This is going to set up about a second down and 2. From their own 48-yard line, George in the flex bone once again off that right hash. Takes the snap, looking over towards the screen. He's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage, and Jack Conway with another big tackle. That is Jay Cole. Jay Cole with a couple receptions on the night so far and that big punt return. 3rd and 3 coming up. Second and 3 after that penalty. 4:48 remaining in the first. Warren still leading 3-0. They're at their own 47-yard line. 2nd down, they spread the field this time. Let's see if they try to go with a deep shot. Haven't seen George go with that yet. Is they're going to try to get Hewn to jump off? Almost do. From the gun, George looks to throw over the middle. Finds Coe once again. Sondles hits him hard. Throws him back behind the line of scrimmage, but forward progress will give him up for the first down. They are in Greyhound territory. 4:24 remaining. The clock stops after the first down. 3-0 Warren Central. Now they're deciding to go with a huddle here. We haven't seen too much urgency from this Warren Central offense. Willing to go with the huddle and spend as much time on the field as they can.
But at the same time, they've come out guns a-blazing. I really respect that from Jeff George. I didn't see a lot in the Pike game that really caught me off guard or really even impressed me, but he's done a good job of commanding that offense and getting things going.
Shotgun formation, they put Coe in motion. He gets the handoff off that right side. He storms across the 40-yard line, takes a big hit from Mitch Davis, finally brought down after about a gain of 8. So we'll be about 2nd and 2 when they reset the offense. Kendall Hewn will come out off the field. Andrew Tin will come in as the replacement here on that defensive line. Official is 2nd and 3 from the 42-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds as George breaks huddle. Comes up to the line, showing shotgun formation. This time pistol formation. They split the difference on the receivers. George heads back a little bit. Pulls at the line of scrimmage. They put a man in motion. Takes a snap off to Young. Left tackle. Storms across the 40-yard line. He has enough for the first down at the 38. So again, another moving of the chains by this Warren Central offense, doing it on 1st and 2nd down.
And I love the methodical take that George is taking here. A lot of times we see him run that play action pass, and he just likes to bomb it deep. He likes to take chances. And I wouldn't be surprised if his coach maybe helped him out a little bit with that. We saw it a lot against Pike. He was taking almost too many shots downfield. Now, again, that offensive line was collapsing, which hasn't happened so far tonight. But it seemed like every time George, you know, got out of that pocket, he was just quick to chuck it downfield and almost got him into some trouble with some interceptions. He's done a good job of controlling it tonight.
Wing T formation for Warren Central as they're going to go on the end around here in a little bit of trouble. Met at the line of scrimmage and a huge hit by Kendall Hewn. Going to bring the ball carrier down. That was Darius Lee, the leading wide receiver, senior, had absolutely nowhere to go.
Kendall Hewn's also tacked on an interception as well, and I like that because the versatility of this Carmel defense is just so deep. You know, we're talking about coverage guys who are able to play an incredible job and almost have a presence like a defensive lineman. Racking up 17 tackles is a guy like Mitch Davis and Jack Conway. But then again, we're now starting to see this defensive line of the Greyhounds really move and make some things happen in the backfield.
Vic Rowe trots off the field as Noah Burks comes over. A lot of movement there on the line of scrimmage with Burks and Coe. Let's see who they call this one on. Who moved first here, but still 2:22 remaining in the first. 3-0 Warren Central. They have possession as Hewn trots off the field. That will be a false start against the Warren Central Warriors. That'll back him up 5 yards. So already from a 2nd and 14, that'll really back him up. And a good drive starting to look a little more bleak. Will be about a 2nd and 19. Plenty of room here for Warren Central to work with at the Carmel 47-yard line. They spread the field this time. They put a man in the backfield with George. That is Smith. Shotgun formation, four wide set, three out to his right. From the left hash, George will take the snap. Blitz coming, looks over towards the right side. Coe's going to be met as soon as he catches that one. Makes the reception, 3 yards. Tackle made by Jack Conway. Exactly 2 minutes remaining in the first. This continues to tick away in about a third and 16 for Warren Central from the 44-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. George heads towards the sideline, now trots back out into the huddle. Conway's already come up big on several occasions, already has three tackles on the night. They spread it out once again, this time into the four wide set, three out to his left from that right hash. Shotgun formation, Adrian Smith in the backfield with George, takes the snap, blitz coming from Burks, under pressure, Burks is going to meet him right there, and he's going to come up with the sack. And that'll bring up fourth down, and the sophomore Noah Burks having his name called for the first time and on the defensive side of the ball.
And it's not the first time we've called his name this season. Burks has been an incredible presence, whether it be on special teams and now defensively, done a good job of kind of infiltrating that offensive line, bringing Jeff George down. And it's going to set up a long fourth down, so the Greyhounds are now trotting on the field. Play is resuming quickly.
And now here comes the punt. Burks almost getting in there with the block. Might have gotten a hand on it. That one bounces back towards the 10, the 5, and a beautiful punt is going to pin the Carmel Greyhounds at their own 1 yard line. Perfectly executed. But going back to Noah Burks there, Burks, just, I think if you can describe him in one word, is energy. Just brings a new energy onto the field. Always goes out 110% every play.
And exactly, we get interrupted by the quick play of Warren, and not even 10 seconds later, we see Noah Burks in the backfield almost getting his hands on the punt. Now, he did in the game against Arsenal Tech. But if I can kind of complete my thought, you know, Noah Burks is just a kid who's fantastic. You know, numbers-wise, he's done an incredible job as a sophomore. 9 solo tackles. But I love the team player he is. He's got 6 assists. He hasn't seen a ton of playing time. But the better he plays, the more he plays. I really like what we're seeing out of him. A young guy who's got a ton of potential. Coaches are keeping their eye on him.
48 seconds left in the first quarter. Carmel trots out, trailing by 3 from their own 1 yard line. Isaac James comes out in a goal line set. Not risking anything as they hand this one off to Perkins. Right tackle gets out of the end zone, dives forward to about the 4 yard line, giving him a little more breathing room. A gain of 3 on first down. As the clock ticks away here, a very fast moving first quarter indeed. James is going to take his time calling this one, looking over towards the sideline. They do have to call another play before the end of the quarter. 5 second differential between game and play clock. As James comes back under center, they go I formation, 2 wideouts to his left from his own 4, shadow of his own end zone. Keeps this one off the quarterback keeper, trying to keep himself out of the end zone. It's going to be close. Forward progress is going to get him to the 2 yard line, but getting dangerously close. Isaac James on that carry. And that'll be the end of the first quarter here. Warren Central leading 3-0.